Going by statistics alone, Dane County on the 4th of July may be a bad time and a bad place to be. Dane County is second only to Milwaukee County in the number of alcohol and drug-related crashes. Madison Police Officer Scott Favor recalls a drunk driving accident involving a young man.
That will stay with me for the rest of my life, seeing that young man lying face down dead in the snow for no good reason.
While that accident didn't occur on July 4th, it's a time when the National Highway Safety Administration says 55% of accidents are alcohol-related. With that in mind, family members of victims killed by impaired drivers chose to kick off a campaign to change cultural attitudes about drinking and driving. It's called Keeping Everyone You Know Safe, or KEYS. The idea is that people will give a plastic key replica to a loved one, who in turn will do the same until the message spreads that it's socially unacceptable to get behind the wheel while impaired. Julie Foley helped found the KEYS campaign.
We don't want to preach to people. There are people out there, good people, who make horrific decisions, and we want to prevent that. We want to give people the tools to make the right decision for the right reasons every time.
Recently, Wisconsin's drunk driving blood alcohol level was lowered to 0.08. But Foley says impaired motorists usually aren't thinking about laws and penalties when they turn on the ignition. The group hopes a reminder on their keychain might help prevent accidents. Many of the neon green keys have already been distributed to high schoolers. People of all ages can pick them up at various locations around Dane County. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.